You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo.
To you. You gotta read between the lines, I close captions for you. Fuck a teleprompter, too often I'm going off the script. Cause with this helicopter, watch I shoot a whole clip. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's bitch yelling, go get the chopper. Get it? I'm terminating shit, you bitches deserve an Oscar. People ain't loyal to shit these days. If I die, you play both sides, might as well piss on my grave. You heard what happened to so-and-so? Nope and nope. Last night he lost his life too high off the light. The nigga overdosed. To me, fuck it, smoke is smoke. I tuck my words in like a blunt. Maduro, I packs on tracks. Fez might quote my quotes. I'm stacking my okie dokes, but I don't stunt. I'm way too blunt. She bend over, turn herself around for this hokey poke. I'm soaking up the game. This rap shit taking me coast to coast. I keep a seven like Kukoc and it's foreign like I'm from Nova Scotia. Bite the hand that feeds you burnt bread and you don't own a toast. Just wonder why they can't get ahead. I was gonna promote you. Niggas ain't fly, they chicken heads and culture vultures taking shots. But don't move that glass up off that coaster, little nigga. Keep playing. Keep playing, keep playing, keep playing. Anything can happen to you. Keep playing. Too loyal to the other side. We can't play. Anything can happen.
Billionaire,
Boy Scout.
You cannot claim to be a sniper with a kilt like Rowdy Piper.
DJ King
that is not attire of a striker. That is not Batman clothing. All of us 45 Mag tour and one shot of living so back cold.
Mixtape.
Yeah. What my old head taught us, and why the FBI still ain't caught us over the pot like a lifeguard. Watch that water, the apple don't fall too far, just like my father. Yeah, let him tell it I'm a little bit worse. He keep asking, how the fuck you get away with you put in that verse? I told him, Pop, the limitations is up. So I can talk about all the hustlers I stuck and all the bricks in the truck. All these niggas I done tied up, go get me a Grammy. If rap don't work, I'ma get me a Swammy and go back to killing shit like Plan B. Gotta keep a thumper around like Bam.
I'm like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. My sound fundamentally sound like Tim Duncan. Stretch any drama like Wimmy, I'm a spur of the moment. Who coming hot or not, not or not any opponent. I'm like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. My sound fundamentally sound like Tim Duncan. Stretch any drama like Wimmy, I'm a spur of the moment. Who coming hot or not, not or not any opponent.
Rappers' hearts like seeing the lion charge. Highly defiant bars that hit you like iron rods. Defying odds, tweaking my niggas, supplying scars. Shining stars, concepts futuristic like flying cars. My trajectory is on the incline. Knew I would be the sickest in time. But low-key, this rapping shit been mine. Plan, plot, strategize, execute, advertise, maximize. I ain't here to fantasize or fraternize. I am here to take what's rightfully mine. Say he better than I am God, it's more than likely he lying. No, I'm murdering shit decisive. It might be a crime. I am frighteningly nice. You're liking me to Mike in his prime.
I wonder which one.
Nigga, pick one. Anyone. Jordan, Tyson. None quite like Sun. Son, you win. When it come to this rap shit, we kill shit. But Goofy's thinking all we do is trap shit and drill
I'm
shit.
I'm like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. My sound fundamentally sound like Tim Duncan. Stretch any drama like Wimmy, I'm a spur of the moment. Who coming hot or not? To happen, you gotta get in motion. Black magic, and it's like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
Voila, bounce right back.
Black Air Forces, black shades, black stacks, black jacket, SEV, Saint Laurent, skirting off in black Porsches. Put my 10,000 hours in and took them crash courses. Some niggas got road rage, stayed in my lane, I never forced it. And made black magic, popped out icy like a hockey rink, I pulled the hat trick. Niggas be capping, that's it. Standard package, ain't the packaging that I'm wrapped up with. The standard package. fact that you call gas ain't never gonna hit my lips. Slow down. Black magic, black summer dresses on black asses. It's crazy how you got the dress fitting like it's elastic, baby. Beat your back out till you black out and we pass out, baby.
Black magic, I don't even know how I got it. It was a God-given talent, I'm talking about black magic. I came a long way from the sun.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah, I gave my life to the tree. If she don't want me smoking, leave my wife out the tree. Gotta wipe off my tea, it's leaves and ashes. Used to smoke on campus, I was ditching classes from the police. They used to be on our asses. Give the tree a bad name, try to confuse the masses. Loud tree, round me, take a hit, then pass it. Quick flip, no zips, make a grip, then stash it. New whip, hop in, turn up the volume, blast it. So lit, no shit, I'ma probably crash it. Big sticks, backwood, round my tree, I wrap it. I'm Chris. If I'm smoking, then I'm probably rapping.
Man, I've been doing this tree thing for a long, long time. I really love this, man. You know, I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. I love the plant, everything about it, man. City, city, state to state.
Stay in your lane if you ain't passionate, man.
And the trees what I need. Show love with the trees. Some only show greed at the show with the green. About to wrap my ass off, about to blow with the trees. Count some M's and blast off. It's just tree, but it's dope like crack rock. I took off in the drop with hard top. 20 bands, that was just some soft rock. I'd walk miles just to smoke the right crack. So high, almost missed my flight ride. Aloha, I pulled out the cookie jar. I love tree cause it took me very far. I pulled up with the best you ever saw. She hit the tree, next thing I was in a jar. I hit the tree, next thing was to choke and cough. I bounced back every time that I took a loss.
With the trees they know, crystal ball.
DJ King Flow.
There's no tomorrow.
Mixtape Addict.
Take me back to when I conjured up the virus. I'll need the Necronomicon, some candles and papyrus. I'm going back in time again. This is like the fifth attempt. Mission is to stop myself from something that I will invent. People that I work for built themselves a time machine. The present life they live in sucks. Solutions is what I can bring. Train for purposes like this. Time travel fascinates. Father time just masturbates while all you guys procrastinate. First version of me went back in time when my mom and dad had not met. The second worked the hospital where I was born but not kept. Adoption's what my folks did. I ended up a cokehead. My grades in school were hopeless, but biology was dope as number three would try to step in. For all the lives I threatened, hire Zeppelin. Number four would hire me for bioweapons. Number five is I the last. I rewrote the past, like the past, like the ass. Time machines, I could crash, man, it's useless luck. Damn, I fucked the future up. Number zero knows my luck, I'll find him, cause him I can trust. It's like I've lost my faculties. Cyborgs after me, am I going insane? Cause my reflexes talking back at me. I know what happened, my product, cause when I proved the sky could fall, it happened right when night would fall. Only trust what I could call a friend. See the asteroids from the future, I destroyed. A second chance is very rare, if God exists, I'll ask him for it. Keep it close, I'm hit, double cross, exposed and lit. I'm not the type that won't commit, sniper scope was so legit, I took the shot but chose to miss. Think it's cause I saw myself, the laws of time are so specific, cause I'm not supposed to miss. Never get as close as this to end myself. I chose to tell myself to help myself for help itself. I hope it sells itself like science fiction off the shelf. I'll buy the rope myself to find wisdom over self. Listen man, I know the wealth these people promised you could help. You achieve the dream yourself, evil genius, be yourself. You built this mean machine yourself, listen close to kill yourself. Something deep inside prevents me, guys that sent me once you dead. Trust me, you won't die as gently if you don't heed the warning. Morning sun, driven by the force in you, you're forced to do some awful things, except what you was born to do. So kill the world, odds to kill, change the future's odds and will. The future's clearly hard to kill. The truth is still the hardest pill for me to swallow. Fuck what Apollo.
Chaz Rocker, what up? 2-3,
what
up? Growing up in the ghetto with the streets full of greed. If you slipping and you tripping and you guaranteed to bleed. Can't believe that the government just legalized weed. True indeed, never fucking with the people who deceive. Team speed, make the best of this life before I'm dead. Heart stay heavy, eyes bloodshot red. Know the ledge, still bumping every beer and rock him. Know a lot of good brothers who got caught by the feds. We live and we learn, others drink and they burn. Women are essential, but without a man's sperm, life can't exist.
Cause that's the way the world turns. Sick flow like a virus, every verse spread germs. Pay attention to the lessons that I'm preaching in my words. Confessions, claiming everything I deserve. From the adjectives and nouns to the plurals and the verbs. Waiting on the government clowns until they purge. From the womb to the tomb, my time is coming soon. I grew up in a city with goons, no silver spoons. Liddy like Sinatra screaming, fly me to the moon. Shorty lying to my face, face when I hide.
King Flow. Mix say at it.
I know it's winter time, but I'm gonna bring that motherfucker drop out. Nigga, I get no flow.
I'm a no spender, top dropper, big watcher, bitch knocker, better watch her. I'm a big chiefer, big house, a whole lot of enchilada, yeah. You a hoe, real hoe, good smoke, what I blow, yeah. Whole things, elbows, essay, and echoes, yeah. Hold on, hold on, I need that, all honeys, blue stacks, yeah. Hold on, hold on, I'm past that, that's old news, you can have that. I like money, gold, cars, clothes, blocks, stoves, chops, holes, black, snow, duds, foes, max, 40s,
under stars bright, stars stripes, justice blind, still she swears she saw the light, it's all life, hard type of strife that we sifting through, still the devil bring it live to your living room, online, digital, the hardline criminal, behind the scene, the machine pump, the miserable, cynical, one world indivisible, I in the pinnacle, lying the minotaur, giant emits a roar, born in the midst of war, I'm raw in a crystal form, beast with a pistol drawn, die when a missile soar, listen on. Lessons lead through the speakers, speak through the ether and build on as teachers. We adding on so Babylon can't defeat us. Stay close to heaters, dodge police, heat seekers. Streets need us, taint the wisdom in the last days. Knowledge born from blunt roaches in the ashtray.
I sing the song from the soul. Let it rise from the tone.
This is street radio for unsung heroes.
From the streets to the sky, we let the soul fly. Ain't never see the bottom. We build it so high from the streets to the sky. We let the soul fly. Ain't never see the bottom cause we build it so high.
Mixtape at it.
Spit a lesson through the mask of the oppression. Police is in your section if you're asking any questions. The pigs on interventions if you're gathering together. They're kicking down the doors trying to take what's mine and yours. Swine made whores, hordes to settle scores. A thin blue line upholding the devil's horns. It's only fair to warn I roll with a rebel force. People's champ throw the beast through the coroner's metal doors. Line. When I blast rhymes and I focus well, free to mind, release the shackles of a broken spell, smoking L, and lift you up through them holes you fell, redemption up off the floors of this hopeless hell, we roll together like blunt raps and homegrown, dub sacks and old chrome, hubcaps and street level, hustle man promo, yeah and this here's for Dolo, late 90s oversized polo, surveillance shots with no ID on the photo.
I sing the song from the soul, let it.
Eric Sermon on the beat.
DJ King Flow.
You got to chill.
Mix it at it.
You can't see me on the mic. You ain't fucking with me.
You ain't fucking with me. I can smash any beat. You ain't fucking with me. You can rhyme, you can flow. You ain't fucking with me. On a mic at a show. Y'all ain't fucking with me. Mexican mix, half black La Bamba, black Mamba, past the chronic, super stetsasonic, electronic, and your head is bobbing. Never be let popping. I wada da day, cause them dropping. Black as ever, stay feet underground. Brother fat as ever, weigh 300 pounds. And why these people telling me I need to eat my veggies? Blown trees with many. crow speaks it heavy. When most seek the envy, they pity on and pretend. Really, they fool the bio brother. They acting like a phony friend. A pen fryer when I commit to the beat, break through my x-ray. A gentle giant, but I become like T2 when my pen spray. The flow sound better than great, cause pro rhymes make Mount Everest shake. So I'ma go and do my thing, no question, no second guessing. So extra fresh and fresh.
You can't see me on the mic. No. You ain't fucking with me.
You ain't fucking with me. I can smash anything. You ain't fucking with me.
This is how we rock shit, really that fresh. First Johnny flipped the sample, now we're ripping raw flesh. With strength like yoga mesh, authentic when we flex. I'm grimy in the projects, drinking paper mega packs. Listening to frequent sirens passing by my old duplex. And I ask myself, who's the victim of harassment next? I grew up in beaters, watching dad write bounce checks. So I'm quick to straight dismember and elite a skull convex. It's looking really bleak, fuck these rappers got complex. Not one single drop of enemies blood saved. The fucking brothers grim linked up with unscathed. Ripping through your speakers, hitting faces with sharp blades. Now your head is hanging off your shoulders in a dumb way. Pretty sure that's not how you want to spend a Sunday. Straight gore fest, swing my Riddick sword through your man's chest. Oblique is possessed.
Unscathed hit, we doing shit different this time. It's really your trip now. Alright, look,
mixtape addict,
I'm ripping your face off like I smoke meth after sniffing an 8-ball. It's no test, I smash a bit and break y'all. Get so wrecked, your happiness a great fall. You lack it, ain't smart, the fool is weak. You'll risk yourself against a crooked beast. People piss themselves when they look at me. Ain't a bit of help, never could be free. I'm squishing beats like I'm making risotto. There's no telling the state of tomorrow.
There's not.
That's why your bones sweating, there's no betting. But you should dodge, the blade is so sharp though. You'll get hit, man, like your brain is a barcode. Beheaded with shit pants, your fame in a dark hole. Coming here was a really stupid step.
It was.
Get cut in here, it's a quadruple threat.
Now who on the fuck so I can bust when I bust? It's the unseen.
Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new. This money not, cause it's money I got and it's money I get. Money I flip, you double cash me out quick. And we can take round trips, flights back and forth, east, west, south, or north. Mommy be a goon account for me to make sure our rap don't come up short. When we transport, you know what? From bus stations, docks, and airports. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new. We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money like that. We gon' go money crazy. And we gon' buy everything brand new. Brand new. We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money later. We gon' go money, 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 money.
Jingle love.
boss, I'm top dog, unruly. Broke nigga turn rich, nigga, not a bitch, niggas wanna sue me. Show you how to make a flick, nigga, how to turn your life to a movie. Bow tie in a red rose on the left side of my Gucci. Put a hit on you weak niggas, I treat niggas like goofies. I've been itching to kill some, I'm piped up with that Uzi. I've been looking for a real one to get wiped up, but I'm trying to niggas wish devil me, but I never see him in person. They gassed up on that ketamine and my energy can't curve it. These bad thoughts don't never leave, you'll never see what I'm serving. I say I don't wanna go to therapy, but they telling me it's not working. My rose grew from the concrete, but it still cracks on the surface. My side bitch wanna block me, but she still a fuck for these purses. Been telling hoes not to lie to me, cause the truth will make you nervous. Know my grandfather be proud of me if he knew the whip that I'm swerving. I got time for the wick, no match. Smoke for the bitch, no ashes. Every verse I speak got passion. Do it for the streets when the shit get ratchet. Eyes on me, but it ain't no lacking. No one gave me shit, I snatched it. Had to lay each brick and stack it. Build on my dream, hoping it's gonna happen. Nigga, what's happening? I'm with it. If I want that drop, I spin it. If you want that block, I spin it. If she want that watch, I'm spinning. I promise God I'm a changed man if you fuck around and I'm sinning. You a real nigga on the internet, and I'm a real nigga on the
internet. DJ King Flow. It's been no dreams all night, man.
West Coast, East Coast, always keep the heat close. Niggas in the streets know I ride like Debo. LAX to JFK, JFK to Heathrow. Dogs can't smell it on me, I go where the beef go. Touchdown Tizo, Dolo, no Rico. Into the clip, reload, die fast, breathe slow. First shot's the warning, second shot for your ego. Do it right the first time, there will be no sequel. America's nightmare.
I just laugh.
I think very deeply.
America's nightmare.
I just laugh.
I think very deeply.
It's a quicken and crackin'.
This like my first day outflow. 20 behind these bars, pussy nigga, keep your mouth closed. Say he a cold killer, I don't give a fuck how cold. I wait 30 years then kill you, make you Alpo. Niggas know it ain't no muzzle with me, and I keep the puzzles with me. I don't run trains, so you niggas ain't fucking with me. Dodge a blue diamond pendant, everything custom with me. And I brought my cousin with me, it feel like Nipsey Hussle with me. I'm out here looking for revenge, chrome bins, chrome rims. Riding around with this Drake, no friends, no spins. Fuck the radio, nigga. And fuck the club, fuck your fashion overfit. Fuck all that cap and fake love. Fuck the dap and fake hugs. Fuck these apps and fake thugs. Fake ass followers, fake ass streams and fake buzz. Fake beefs on podcasts, fake crips and fake bloods. Fake chains, all you niggas do is rap and take drugs.
DJ King Flow. Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idols still ain't doing nothing for you.
Mixtape addict.
Still you vote for them. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Take his head off and then repeat after me that. Now, your house is where I'll be at. Mom's spaghetti. Yo, the weight of a king's crown is awful heavy. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Got distracted. The killer brought the wrong machete. Moving in these gritty streets. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Y'all can't clone him. Y'all can't stone him. Y'all can't put him 6 feet in the ground. Y'all can't hold him. Gonna bounce back. He's gonna count stacks, lives in that castle, cause he's count. Drag, what? Eastwood, if you couldn't, he could. Distribute that mad product out in each hood. On a movie set, Alec Baldwin just shot you.
Damn.
If Sherlock Holmes getting called in, they got you. Open the door, don't be afraid. I ain't trying to hurt you. I ain't trying to murk you. I ain't trying to work you. I'm just trying to get you to vote for the right guy. The same dude who lied to you's got a glass eye. The wrench dude, you looking at me like the landlord. I'm that awkward feeling that you get when dad calls.
Hey, Dad.
Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idols still ain't doing nothing for you. Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? I ain't doing nothing about it by myself. I ain't paying attention to this well.
Just a rap star, had a tough squad, so he felt the need to act hard.
Because of the streets,
DJ King Flow. Quick though, they let a clip go. He didn't get to see his kids grow.
Because of the streets,
could have lived the hopes and dreams in a limousine. Now the chick is just a dope fiend.
Because of the streets,
wonder why I picked them, what they have in common. Well, they all victims. See, victim number one. Who comes from a good family. Moms was cool. and everybody knew his granny. The kid could dance, knew how to write anything, capable of anything. And then came street life, dove head first into the drama, bought into the role, so be more than just a rhymer. The trauma was self-inflicted, fell victim to the peer pressure, started playing dumb, spraying guns like air freshener. The rap magazine photos looking all stoic, but deep down he was just a poet.
I know it on the street.
He was just a rap star, had a tough squad, so he felt the need to act hard.
Because of the street.
Thirsty for some quick dough, they let a clip go. He didn't get to see his kids grow.
Because of the street.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it. You know, we're here connecting the dots from France to the U.S. once again. I'm your host, King Flow, and today my special guest is none other than Chicago MC, you know, Rufus Simpson in the building. How are you, bro?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Nice to connect with you. You know, we've been playing your music in the show for a while, so it's only right to have you on there. Talk some hip-hop shit, man.
Man, I really appreciate you, too, for the love and support you show, man. Salute to you. I'm sorry.
You already know, man, that the music is fire, so, you know, I had to have you on there. And you know, it's the Mixtape Addict show, bro, so I have a tradition in the show that I always ask, you know, to all my guests. Who's your all-time favorite DJ, man?
My all-time favorite DJ? I'm gonna have to go with this. There was this guy from Chicago named DJ Timbuktu.
Okay.
And he was like really keeping the culture alive with hip hop. He passed away, unfortunately, some years back. He had an illness. I think he would only be like probably 42 now, but he was almost like, he was one of the top two biggest DJs in Chicago. But the only difference is he was, even though he would play, you know, the top 40 stuff, he would force hip-hop and underground hip-hop into everything he did. He had a hip-hop night. He's one of the first guys to play my music on the radio. So just off the personal relationship, I'm going to have to go with DJ Timbuktu, man.
Yes, sir. That's dope. He always shows love to the underground artists from your area.
Yes, sir. Especially, primarily the hip-hop artists.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. Well, you know, it's one of the roles of the DJ. You know, we play music and all that, but one of our main roles is to, you know, like bring light on the artists that actually deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Like play their music the more that we can, and, you know, hopefully can touch more people, you know, by bringing, you know, more people more rich and make the music grow at the same time, man.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. You gotta appreciate and love the DJs. While we at it, man, shout out DJ Mustafa Rocks. He's another hip-hop DJ from Chicago that's pushing the issue of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? When I was young and just being a fan of hip-hop coming up, I heard a lot of Kid Capri and DJ Clue, and, you know, and I used to get them DJ Clue tapes, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Legendary shit, man. And talking about that, you know, talking about Clue and all that, I have another Mixtape Addict question for you. I think I know the answer already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you miss the mixtape format?
I do. You know, it was almost like a direct channel straight to the streets. And just, you know what I'm saying? It was just like a channel to, you know, forget all the popular stuff. It was a channel right to the people. And just having a big-name DJ deliver it right to the people, they would take that and accept that. Okay, if so-and-so is coming with this, this got to be what's hot in the street. So, yeah, I definitely miss that, man. The game and got just, you know, with the growth of the internet, everything is so accessible. So sometimes I think it's harder. Even though it's easier to reach fans, I feel like it's harder for fans to find what's really dope when you got to shift through so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's so much BS in the way. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yep. You're absolutely right, man. You know, I have some friends of mine that they say the same thing. You know, they got the Spotify, they got the Apple Music, all that stuff. but they are barely aware of what's coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they have this shit playing on random, so we might play some old stuff or stuff that they heard already, but they don't know about the new stuff that's coming out every day. And I think, you know, the DJs, you know, with the mix shows nowadays, because we cannot really do mixtapes no more because of copyright issues, you know. But we could, but the radio DJs are still here, you know, to bring that new music to their ears, and you know, hopefully, you know, the people can become fans of new artists, and not necessarily just hear music that they heard a thousand times already, you know.
Yeah, for sure. But I knew, because I'm always looking for new stuff and just that new dope. That new dope sound that motivates me, you know what I'm saying? Keep elevating, things of that nature. So big shout outs to all the mix shows out here that's keeping that culture alive somewhere.
Yep. Because, you know, the streaming platforms, man, they kind of stole our mixtape format, you know, to be honest. Like, before we had the Spotify, we had the That Piff Live Mixtape, That Crack, all that, you know. We had a freedom, you know, like a freedom of speech in terms of music. You know, we could do anything we want. And now it's harder to get artists to do like freestyles on industry beats and release them on streaming platforms, or you're going to get flagged, you know?
What Absolutely. You think about that? I think that, man, yeah, it is hard the way the new sanctions that's involved. I think you could get away with it if you listed as a cover, maybe.
Maybe.
But that's a maybe. That's a big. I seen a couple people do it, but then again, you still gotta try to slide through the cracks. But I feel like that's a. I just told somebody the other day, like, man, I think I'm gonna do a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? When time permits, and just rap off classic hip hop joints and even some of the current stuff, whether it be like Eclipse B, or you know what I'm saying. Or something that maybe Freddie and Alchemist did, like stuff like that.
Yeah. I was about to ask you that, man. Like when can we expect maybe like a mixtape of you with some unreleased stuff, or maybe some original material that you never thought about releasing, and you gotta let the people know, you know what I'm saying? So are you thinking about doing that? And if you do that, do you have a DJ in mind that you like to work with to, you know, drop the collab tape?
Man, I gotta figure. I it's this one DJ named Young Amsterdam who put together. He put it together like a mixtape, but it's kind of just like records from some of the projects that I put out in the last 2 years. But I would love to connect with another DJ and just do like a straight mixtape where it's off of you know what I'm saying, popular hip hop beats, like I said, classic hip hop beats and current stuff that's going on. Man, maybe we could do that or something, man, you know?
Yeah, shout out to the homie Young Amsterdam. That's the big bro right there. You know, I grew up working with him. He's part of the Mixtape Addict team. It's good to see you guys, you know, dropping some material together, man. That's a real one right there.
Man, that's my brother. He definitely a real one. We got it's called Coldest Rapper You Never Heard. So he basically hosted it. And it got that old school mixtape feel, you know. He got the sound effects and him talking in between tracks, and it just got that feel. So we probably dropped that like top of the year.
Yeah.
It's done. It's been done for a minute now.
Okay, dope, man, dope. And talking about that, now are you thinking about maybe releasing like a physical format for those releases?
I think that would be dope, man. I think I could, the easiest thing for me to do would get like 50 CDs pressed up and just, you know what I'm saying? Cause I definitely want to do that. And sometimes when you building a fan base, I think that rapping off stuff they're already familiar with, you know what I'm saying, goes over well. It can, if you snap, then they're like, hold on, let me go check this guy out. So, you know what I'm saying? You're really making me want to do it even more. It was an idea, but that we talked about. But I'm kind of getting amped up just thinking about it right now.
Yeah, that actually be dope. You know, like not too long ago, I've seen Lloyd Banks on Instagram. He dropped freestyles on you know, industry beats that we all know, you know, it's like wrecking some Jay-Z shit or some, you know, classic trap stuff from like 2015, stuff like that. And he killed those beats. And, you know, he made people want to go back to that mixtape spirit, you know, like wreck some joints, do remixes, maybe rock a joint better than the original artist, you know, competition stuff, man.
Competition stuff, man. Absolutely, man. I think I'm gonna get right on top of that, brother.
Yeah, man.
And of course I'll get it to you, you know, first, early, you know what I'm saying? If you got any suggestion beat wise or any, you know, let me know for real.
Well, you know, you gotta, you know, use the tracks that like fans of hip hop love, you know, for, like just right now from out the blue, I can think of like the MOP, Andy Up, maybe the Jay-Z's Feeling It, the Ghostface Killah, Daytona 500, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that.
I gotta put it in the notes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like some joints that people see. Can actually
I got that, Andy.
Yeah.
And you just said it, things that people can. Oh, my phone for that. Let me put my charger. We gonna make it. We ain't gonna battle like that.
Well, yeah,
I'm chained.
It's gotta be.
Okay, we made it. Hold on. We made it, man. I was on 1% in EMP.
Okay. Oh shit! I can still hear you. We good. We're still here, man. We in the show.
You said MOP, Annie Up. That's crazy. I love that beat. Jay-Z Feeling It is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs ever.
Yeah, man. You know. Some cool T-Rap, you know, Ill Street Blues, you know, the classic joints, you know what I'm saying? Like the joints people can relate when they hear the beat, they be like, oh shit, it's gonna bring back memories, you know?
Well, you said Ghostface, which one?
Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanna keep it like older and newer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. It don't need to be old school stuff. You know, it can be some joints that just dropped, you know. Whatever is good, man.
Yeah, some stuff off that Alfredo too. Some stuff off the new Clips joint.
Yeah. Shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you, you know, talking about like throwbacks and classics like that. Like, let's go back in time. You know, what made you want to take your career seriously? You know what I'm saying? Like, do things seriously, follow a plan, and become a true professional. Like, what made you want to do that?
Man, I had a friend. Well, we still best friends to this day. His name's Marvin Guidry. The streets know him as Bread. He called himself Bread or White Bread. But, And we used to hustle together. We did everything together. And when he moved, we grew up in Bellwood. That's like right outside, like 10 minutes away from the west side of Chicago. But we both was from the west side. And our parents migrated that way, you know what I'm saying? So we met up maybe in like fifth grade. And when I met him, he was just a CD collector.
Okay.
And he had just all the classic stuff, like, and that was like something he would always do. He would like go, you know, like his dad was a big music fan, so he would like bump music in the crib real loud on Sundays. So I guess it transferred to him in that way. So he was buying the CDs, and I used to go over his crib, and we were young, and he had a CD deck, like a CD tower, and it was full of CDs. So it made me start wanting to collect my CDs, and then it got to the point where we would go walk up to the tape shops or the CD stores. They used to have the mom and pop shops around the neighborhood, and we would go back. He'd buy something, I'd buy something. So I particularly remember going to get, and this was years after it came out, but once I discovered hip-hop, like, we, like, dove all the way in it. I remember going to buy that first Noriega. I remember just going to get certain tapes, and we would go back to his crib and listen to everything. And it was just, man, it was just, we would bust open a CD. We would open them to a point where, so keep the plastic on top to try not to, you know, we had like slightly cracked the seal, and then it was a whole nostalgic thing with going through the whole book, you know, the pictures and everything that came with that. So I think then the seed was planted. Then the same friend used to be tape recorders. He used to plug his mic into it and we'd start freestyling, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it went from there to we got to high school, and he had an uncle that was our age, and he made beats. So he first my homie bought a keyboard because his uncle was producing. And I remember he telling me, like, man, I'm finna spend $350 on this keyboard. I'm like, on the keyboard. And I'm, you know, and we were bad at CDs, and we were into video games and Jordans. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, man, I wouldn't do that. But he did it. The next thing I know, he was making original beats. And he would remake classic beats. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like that Nori, that da-da, da-da. And we were shorties, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it went from there. He got a digital recorder. They bought a thing called a DPS. It was like a 16-track digital recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started recording in the, in his closet. And then from there, it was some guys that was kind of linked to Twista who heard us rap, heard our tape, and he put us in a big studio. And we bought our equipment, and they thought we was too young to be in there. They said we weren't ready. And then ever since that moment, it's been on.
Nice.
Ever since we, you know what I'm saying? So never really stopped rapping ever since.
Yes, sir. You've been in there for a while since you were a kid, so you've navigated through the music, man. So you know how to do your thing already. That's super dope.
Yes, sir.
That's super dope, bro. Hell yeah, man. We all started like that, you know, same thing for me, man. When you start as a kid and you have that shit in your blood, it's never going to leave you. This shit is for life, man.
It's for life, bro. It's like, it's never gonna leave.
Mm-hmm. And see,
and I got, you know, it's crazy. I have a lot of friends, like a lot of my friends that are still my best friends to this day. We all used to rap.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout, you know, life, kids, having a wife, different little things, everyone wasn't able to put as much effort or time or keep it going. But everybody still got, like, everybody that ever rapped, like, with us, they still got that same music bug in them. So whether they make beats on the side or they're just super big fans of music, and they all support me at this point. It's like I'm like our last one, and they all, like, support, come out to the shows.
Nice.
So, and it's just love having that type of foundation of people that, you know, they critique my music, tell me what's the best, what's hot, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that, having that circle of friends.
Yep.
Brothers almost that do it with me.
Yeah, man. And it helps you to evolve in your career too, you know, to accept criticisms from your friends that grew up with you. So, you know, maybe you see music differently. You talk about, you know, different subjects maybe. You know, it's helpful to have some real ones on your side, man.
And I respect their ears, like 100%.
Yeah, for sure, because they know you.
They know me, they know music. And then we have debates about everything, like everything. What you think of that new Clips album, man? Just even stupid stuff. Like but everything concerning music, we have these conversations about it. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate all of them. Big Shake, Tay Butch, Bread, all of them. I just really appreciate having friends like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can lend me their ear and give me their perspective. Because like you said, we all hear it differently.
Mm-hmm. And how did they react when you heard the news about the Pimp Fire situation?
Oh man, they were all very happy about it. Now they're like, all right, so what's going on? What's the next move? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, it's just, I'm like, the grind continues. But, you know, I'm like, as of yet, it won't be just one big move that where it'll just be like, oh, you know, it's hip hop. So I don't know if it'll be one big move where people just be like, oh, he's arrived. But I'm like, it'll just be a series of moves. And I'm like, before you know it, we'll just be able to look back at the grind and be like, okay. It's like when you inching forward little by little, sometimes you don't see how far you came. Yep. So everyone's excited, and you know, I got like 14 albums in the cut. So it's like most of they've heard most of the stuff that I got,
So they be like, man, when you dropping that? What's up? Rock, you doing something with Rock? You gonna produce something? I'm like, man, that's what I hear. So we just, you know, I try not to talk about stuff, but sometimes I feel like when you speak too much on stuff, it kind of, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it actually happened a few times, so I'm like you now. I don't really talk too much about stuff unless it's happening, you know, because you never know, man.
You never know.
Yeah, man. So how do you feel now, you know, now that Rock Marciano, you know, is taking interest into your music, ready to take it to the next level? You know, what's coming next for you, bro?
Well, it just makes me more hungry. Bro vouching for me, you know. It's this guy named John Monopoly from the city. And he's Kanye West's manager. He's like one of the biggest people in the music business world in Chicago. Probably the biggest. And he just made a, you know, he was just on the news. He started a distribution company. And they asked him who was, you know, who did he feel like was some of the best artists on the scene. He, I'm the first name he said.
Dope.
So we supposed to have something going on. And for me, I'm just trying to like, all right, cool. Well, why, not to say I'm waiting on either one of them, but in the process between whatever the next big thing is, I'm just trying to just turn it up so many notches just to even reassure them that they're making a good decision and dealing with Rufus Sims.
Dope, dope. Well, we can't wait, man, to hear the new stuff. And we'll be here to spin that in the show for sure, man. You know the email, so keep sending them bangers, bro.
For sure. I got to, have you ever heard of Machacha?
I think so. Say that again. How you say it?
Machacha, he's from Copenhagen, Denmark. Underground hip-hop producer.
Oh, he's a producer. Yeah, I think I heard that name. Yep, yep. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's producing. He produced a project for me, and I'm dropping that. I think I'm going to drop it like December 5th.
Okay. Dope.
Or I might, you know what? I might even drop it on December 4th because I have a close friend of mine that passed away that day. Okay. So I think I might even drop it on that day. And it's called Straight Disrespect, Respectfully.
Okay.
And I love doing theme projects. I love having a theme, sticking to a theme, giving you a different side of me or what I'm going through in life. And with this particular project, there's a really big hip hop scene in Chicago that's been brewing. Like Chicago is really one of the top markets for hip hop. And even some of the people that are probably currently some of the leaders of underground hip hop at the moment, some of their biggest fan bases are based out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of it, even though that it's a lot of us that are building this wave here, and it's like a big portion of the fan base don't even know we exist here.
Yep,
and I feel like sometimes we give our power away by being, you know, too fanned out. Too, you know, certain people come, you know, let's just say Brazil, does somebody come in town and everybody turns into fans and dick suckers, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm just so far removed from that. Like, I'm a real street guy, so I can't. You know what I'm saying? I got rich cousins and brothers who street rich, and you know, a little 10,000 or something from any of them could just take my career to the level. But I just won't even ask anyone for anything. I'd rather just, you know, get it out the mud. And same thing with these guys. It's like, I'm not asking. I think people think that someone's gonna be their savior, and I'm like, man, ain't nobody gonna come save you. You gotta save yourself. These people are essentially the competition.
Yep.
And it's on us to kick these doors in. So on this particular project, for whatever I was pissed off about, you know what I'm saying, I tried my best to just channel, you know, slapping rappers and, you know what I'm saying, I'm just trying to be the most disrespectful I can, because I'm not in this per se to make friends with artists. I'd rather be friends with, you know, make relationships with DJs, and but necessarily trying to be friends with, you know, big name artists, I don't care about that. I'm not in it for that.
And be friends with people that share the same vision that you have, because
exactly,
a lot of artists, man, you know, it's a problem with egos, you know, especially in the hip hop, man. A lot of dudes got big heads, so you know, it's hard to be friends, especially at our age. You know, you're past 30 years old. It's hard to make friends like that, you know. So you gotta, you gotta link up with the people that share the vision that you have and understand the culture, understand the work that you put in and why you're doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like that, like you said, I'm all down with building relationships with those that see the vision and rock with me. It's like, oh, you rock with me, I rock with you. But like going out my way to be a, we men. I can't go out my way to be a fan of somebody that don't even see me. Now, respecting good art or great art, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Can't do nothing but respect great art, but I'm not going out my way to, be all on some on another man's dick. It's like, and we running the same race.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, and we all need certain things, whether someone was grinding longer than you or someone had more of an investment than you, like whatever the case where it is, we all need help. We all need certain things to go a certain way for us to come up. So it's just like, I'm not finna, I just can't do it, bro. I can't play myself like that. I wouldn't dare do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's this whole project is about that. It's about, it's just about, man, fuck these niggas. Really. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I understand how you feel, bro. You know, I feel the same way sometimes about a lot of these hip-hop dudes, man. It's only a few ones, you know, that you can actually, you know, hang out with and have some talk, you know, share some knowledge. So I understand the message, man, 100%.
Look, I ain't gonna say no names, but a very big name, one of, if not the biggest name in hip-hop, that just came to the city. And, you know, they in the back room. It's 70 dudes in the back room, no girls, you know. And niggas literally stand in line to talk to this guy. Like, niggas just wait in line just to say nothing. Hey, man, I'm a fan, man, or a man. So, I'm going to go on and say it, man. So, Griselda came in town. Westside Gunn comes in. And one of the biggest photographers in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He takes great pictures. I think he used to be like Fab's personal photographer. He's dope. His name's like DP. And every time Griselda time, he gets great pictures of him. So Westside comes in with Stove God. I think Biddy was actually performing. And he gets to taking pictures. And Westside told him, like, man, why you always trying to take pictures? And it's like, I'm thinking like, because he's a photographer, you know what I'm saying?
That's yeah, that's his job, man. And,
and for two, I couldn't, and this ain't a slight to nobody. I'm going to speak my mind in any situation regardless, but I couldn't see myself going to somebody else's town and telling a photographer, like, nigga, why are you taking pictures of me?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, bro, they got big heads, bro.
he told that man, because you so fly, God. And then he told him, I already know that. Walked off on it.
That's one thing I learned, man, is that sometimes the people that you like, you know, like maybe the rappers that you grew up listening to, sometimes it's better not to meet them in person.
Yeah, because if you a real man, everything ain't going to sit right with you. I just left the grocery store, Jewels, and I seen the man pushing the carts. And I'm like, here, I walk my car to him. Therefore, he wouldn't have to go. He was already pushing the batch in. I called myself. I felt like making his job easier. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to him, and I said, thank you. And he just walked off. And I'm like, you're welcome, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to me, it's the same type of thing. It's just we men, so we treat each other with respect. And you know what I'm saying? And we move accordingly. And any one of us that happen to be blessed to do something we love and take it to another level, I think that shit humble us even more.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When you look at them, it's like, I don't feel like saying like, oh man, I've made it to this level gives me a reason to be more arrogant. I feel like if anything, I gotta be God blessed. It's hundreds of thousands of people trying to do this same thing. And out of all of them, some type of way I made it through the cracks. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm humble. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean you got to be nice to everybody, because some people don't deserve that. But at the same time,
I'm not going out of my way to be a jerk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's one thing that people forget sometimes, you know, like when I ask people, you know, like what type of advice would they give to other artists, man? Something that people say is that artists should be nicer to other artists or DJs or producers, you know, like they forget to, they have to be nice, because if you respect people, you're going to get respect back, you know, and people forget about that, bro.
Absolutely, bro. Mm-hmm. If you respect people, they're going to respect you back.
Yep. And we only have a few minutes left in this convo, man. Do you have like any advice or any words, you know, for your fans and for all the people that's been listening to you, you know, for a few years? You know, what could you say, man?
Man, I appreciate the people that tapped into me. My name used to be Weasel Sims. And I was doing a lot of street music. I was doing almost even trap music. But at the same time, I always tried to make it lyrical. I was like a lyricist. So I went through a certain situation where I was on house arrest 2 years. And I'm like, you know what? I'm finna stop trying to cater to the streets or cater to the people that's around me or even the popular scene. And I'm gonna make what I really wanna make, which was real hip hop. And then ever since that moment, you know, the project started charting on Apple Music, and, you know, I changed my name to Rufus Sims. And ever since then, I've, in a shorter amount of time, I've been able to build a way bigger fan base. And I just appreciate everybody that understands my vision, listens to my stories, and, man, I just taking this ride with me. And I'm finna amp it up, man. I'm probably gonna drop the most music I've ever dropped in a year next year. I'm already loaded and ready to go, and I'm just ready to just really show what I can do and what I'm capable of. So I just appreciate everybody that's been rocking with me thus far.
Yeah, man. You've been working, man. You know, I've been receiving the music in my email for a while now, and it's always quality. You know, it's never no easy stuff or commercial music. It's always raw. You know, it's grimy and it's honest music. You know, the lyrics are sharp. And you're being yourself, being unique, original. I think that's what people want to hear, man, authentic music. So shout out to you for that, my bro.
I appreciate that. I just told somebody yesterday, like, man, nothing can top originality. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hearing something that's actually skillful, but then you haven't heard anything like it. There's nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I hear, like, somebody like Bruiser Wolf or something, I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? Yep. I love how original it is. I love how good it is. And I just love the fact that, you know, people are comfortable in their own skin. You know what I'm saying? And that's what hip hop, the essence of hip hop is. Like, it used to have to be original.
Yep. But we're coming back to that. You know, people are coming back to authentic music. So everybody that's listening right now, make sure you go check out Rufus Sims, you know, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that. Check out the album House Arrest, you know, that came out in 2023, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Pip the music and get ready for some new shit, man. We appreciate you for being in the show, my man. And I wish
Thanks
you
for good, having me.
I wish you nothing but success for 2026 and the years after that, my bro.
And you too, man. I just look forward to getting that mixtape over to you. Disrespect, respectfully, out December 5th. Let's go.
Yes, sir, man. We're going to link up in real life soon. I'm going to let you know when I'll be in the States. And me and Young Amsterdam, we're going to check if we can come see you and make some moves, man.
Yeah, we got to come see you, too.
Oh, for sure, man. You're welcome anytime, my bro.
Man, I got to get around, man. I got the passport ready to go.
Let's get it, bro. Let's get it. Take care, my man. Thanks for your time again.
Peace. All right, thank you, bro. Peace.